Episode 39, How to Create Your Dream Life 4% at a Time.
Welcome to the Fatherhood is Leadership podcast, where modern fathers answer the call to leadership, evolve as men, and build their legacy. Here's your host, Devin Banderson.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fatherhood is Leadership podcast. This is your CFO, Chief Fatherhood Officer, Devin Banderson, coming live and direct from our studios in New York City, New York, to wherever you're joining us from. And before we get started with this great episode, I'd like to thank all of our listeners who tune in each and every week because of your ratings, because of your reviews. We've historically been on the top of many categories in the iTunes chart, so thank you. And if you haven't already, please shoot over to iTunes and give us a rating and review. It gets the word out to even more listeners. I'm very excited about, or should I say stoked about, today's episode, and you'll know why after I bring my guest on to the Fatherhood is Leadership show today. His name is Gary Mahler, and he's a beach boy that was born 1,000 miles too far from a beach. He spends his days finding the perfect wave, chilling in Dakinyama, Tokyo, and savoring shave ice on the north shore of Oahu. His background is in business administration, having completed a 5-year degree with honors. His thesis was based on his company, Mahler Industries, one of the most respected CNC manufacturing facilities in British Columbia, Canada. At one point, while running his company, Gary found his dissatisfaction growing and his life becoming mired in stress, tension, and unhappiness. He transitioned from creating and running a successful manufacturing business for more than 20 years to designing and creating two beautiful design homes, to living and working in Paris, Tokyo, and traveling the globe like a lovesick jet setter. His focus shifted from linear thinking to having fun while getting amazing things done. From this inspiration, Gary helps people create an impact in their lives as a certified professional co-active coach. His zeal is now centered on helping other executives refine their passion and to become great leaders. He has since sold his company and is using his vast experience running a successful business to create a leadership and mentorship program for business owners to become alive. Gary and his family split their time between Vancouver, Tokyo, LA, and Hawaii. Oh, must not complain about that. Gary, how you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing awesome, and I, too, am totally stoked to be on with you today. Thanks for the invite.
Well, thanks for joining us. I was really looking forward to this episode. As we begin the new year, I knew that I wanted to have someone of your caliber who has a really good energy and who's actually doing some amazing stuff in the world. So why don't you fill our audience members in on what's new and exciting and showing up in your life today?
Well, the big thing, man, is that I just got back from Hawaii about 10 days ago, and I spent a month there with my family, splitting my time between working and then just booking off work and spending time with my son and my daughter and my wife and just soaking up the rays and just loving them.
Oh, man. And you're not that new to fatherhood, right?
No. I mean, I'm not that new to life either. I'm old, but I'm a pretty new father. Bro, I got a 2.5-year-old son named Cohen, and I got a 3-month-old daughter named Kona.
And tell the audience the story. I mean, you got them on an airplane pretty early, huh?
Oh, well, my son, when he was 3 months, we put him on a plane, and we thought that's not too early, so we put our daughter on at 2 months. What? And it was awesome.
Get them started earlier if you want them to be
jet setters already, bro. They're jet setters.
Oh, that's amazing. And when you say spending time with family and spending time with business, why don't you fill us in and the exciting stuff you're doing business wise out here in the world?
Man, so what I do, I'm an executive coach, and I basically just, I'm a coach. And when people ask what I coach, I just tell them basketball, and they're like, you're a short guy, how can you do basketball? But it leads into, I coach people about their lives, their business, and I just, you know, I tell them what I see, and then we just take them out of the serious zone into the fun zone, and we start creating some stuff, whatever they're wanting to build. And that's what I do. Just talk to people and listen, bro.
And pretty rewarding work, right?
it's the best work that I've ever done. And I really believe, without a shadow of a doubt, it's the work that I was put on this planet to do.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And coming from one coach to another, I could tell our audience members that Gary is the real deal. He's out there really making some amazing things happen in the world with his clients and doing some exciting things with them where they come and meet you out in Hawaii and probably all over the world, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of what I want to do more of. Wherever I'm in the world, if I'm doing a 13-month program with clients, mm-hmm. they get to choose whether they meet me in LA, Tokyo, Hawaii, and on occasion, I might fly to where they're at if I'm down with that location.
Very cool. And our audience, Gary, is tuning in. We have a lot of entrepreneurs. We have business owners. We have people who are have side hustles, and they're trying to integrate successfully work life and family life. What would be something you would tell them on how you're able to successfully integrate your work life and your family life?
Yeah, so I was coached by this great coach, a fellow coach. You know him. His name is Gabriel, and he's down in Mexico. And I was having a bit of problem around this, and we created this thing, no blending. So what no blending means is when I work and I don't worry about anything except my work. And when I'm with my family, I don't pick up a phone, don't look at it. It's my family time. No blending saved my bacon many a time. Thank you, Coach Gabriel.
Right. Thank you. Gabriel's another great guy. So no blending if you basically focus to finish. If your task at hand is to work for 3 or 4 hours, you don't bring in family time during that time. You'll just focus to finish on your work. And then when it's family time, it's family time.
That is it. And I'm there. And I tell you, at the time when Gabriel coached me, I was feeling guilty when I was too much with family, feeling mm-hmm. guilty when I was doing too much work. I just stopped all the blending and I just focused on the task at hand, made agreements with my wife and my kids. This is work time. And I tell you, life has never been better.
Couldn't agree more. I think that where people get caught up sometimes, Gary, is this, I call it the myth of balance. And you picture this balance beam of this perfect balance. And we had a guest in the beginning of our show. He was the head of work-life integration at Wharton. His name was Stu Friedman. And what he said, and it brought it up when you said this, what he said was, it's kind of like a jazz quartet. That in life, sometimes the percussionist or the saxophone is the soloist, and sometimes it's another instrument, but all together it makes beautiful music. So if you are not blending and the soloist at the time is just your family time and then another time is your work time, all together it really makes beautiful music. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it makes your life a beautiful tune, a beautiful symphony, a beautiful jazz riff. Yeah, I just love that improvisation aspect of it. Totally love that metaphor. Thank you. I'm going to use it if I may.
Take it.
Yeah.
Sharon is caring out here in the Fatherhood and Leadership community. So I'd love to ask this question. I ask it to all my guests, and it's one of those questions that really hits home to our audience. And if you were to define or give what fatherhood meant to you, what does fatherhood really mean to you?
Man, to me, fatherhood means giving the gift of what life can be, of letting my kids know that they are perfect the way they are, giving them sovereignty to grow up in themselves and give them all of the support that when I pass them the baton, when they're 18 or 20 or whenever they decide to move on, that they got all the life skills and the confidence, anything. That's what I want my kids to have, just this belief in themselves that no one can tear it down. Give them the love and support that they got everything, and they know I love them unconditionally.
Absolutely. And Gary, a lot of the fathers I speak with who are entrepreneurs talk about an importance. I don't know if you do this in the morning. Is there a morning ritual that you integrate, like the first 60 minutes of your day or the first 90 minutes of the day? Is it different every day, or do you have a routine that helps you kind of jumpstart your day?
Excellent question. And I take 2 hours for myself every day. And it doesn't look the same but it does start with making a latte and meditating with my latte. After that, it's reading something inspirational, then reaching out to potential clients or to my clients to just send them what I've been learning in that moment. Then I hit the gym. And then after that, when I come up, my family's just waking. I make my wife a latte, and then we got family time. So awesome. I wake up early, but it's my time that I got at least 2 hours that I can do whatever I want. I know a lot of guys, you can't do it. But in my line of work and your line of work, we need to be prepared for the day. And that's I just give myself that gift.
Absolutely. I have a similar routine, and I have the same amount of time. It's funny. 2 hours is just the right time for me to kind of be settled in. What's early for you? What's an early rise for you? What time is that around?
An early rise for me is 2. A normal rise is 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just follow what my body tells me.
So I won't say I'm an early riser anymore. So.
And let me tell you, I'm not telling your listeners to follow it. I just follow what my body tells me.
Gotcha.
And it's what, you know, and I follow what it tells me. I wake up and I do my thing. And then without a doubt, by the time I get upstairs from the gym, my family's just rising and I'm stoked and ready for them.
Right. And what would you say one of your strengths as a father is in the 3 years and now you have the newborn, not so newborn. What would be one of your strengths if you were to pick one?
I'm a big kid. I can just forget about everything and be a kid with them and get on the floor playing cars with my son. Or just when my daughter wakes and she's just sitting in this little sling thing that she has. And I just look at her and I go, hey, little girl. And she smiles. And before I know it, 10 minutes has passed. I'm just playing with my kids all the time.
Great, great. And if there's one thing you think you can improve a little bit on, maybe a weakness as a father, what would it be?
I'm too much of a big kid.
The gift and the curse.
Dude, my little boy, he is just so rambunctious, and I'm kind of the head disciplinarian. And sometimes I got to learn to just set the rules and the foundation down. So sometimes being a kid, he just thinks I'm his bigger brother, not his dad. So that's where I got to step in and figure it out.
Right. But something about giving children the space of love and joy and laughter. I know with my 5-year-old, there's no laughter that lights up a room more than that, and it usually comes after rambunctious play.
Yes.
Like wrestling.
Yes, it
right?
does. Can I tell you our latest fun thing? Because my son loves his sister so much that sometimes he just is too rambunctious. So then I got to say, hey, come on, Kona, take it easy. And then when I tick him off, I say, hey, Kona, if you smile, it means that I got to be wrestling and beating up your brother. And he's going, yes, Kona, smile. Yes, Kona, smile. So then we're just, it's like, that's the play that we do.
Right.
And he just loves it. He loves it.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of our wrestling matches. But when my son turns into a little superfly snooker and tries to, that's when I have to like cut it off. All right, let's take a break for a little while. So Gary, let's try it. You know, I have this thing where, and the reason why I named this show is I came to it a long time ago that the leadership skills that go into becoming a good leader can translate into fatherhood. And I use often the John Maxwell quote that leadership is not about your title. It's about your example. It's about how one life can influence another. And I'm a big believer also that fatherhood is not so much about your title as a father or a dad, but it's about how your influence, how your actions can influence another. What do you think leadership means? What is your definition of leadership?
I got a distinction that I love that my whole life and my whole practice on, and it's live it versus know it. Mm. My big thing is what I say, what comes out of my mouth, I want it to be that I live it. And, you know, there's so many great books out there. We read them and we know it. But if we don't live it, it's worthless. So to me, leadership is setting that example, being congruous. And when I mess up, owning up, fixing it, telling it and then just becoming better. And I think if I can teach that to my kids, that I live what I say and they follow that example, they're going to be golden for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. I love that. And I think our audience members can connect with that. I think sometimes first-time fathers especially think that they can't show when they fell short or when they made a mistake. And what we've learned and what you're telling our audience is it's actually the exact opposite. Own up to it. Let your children see from maybe your shortcomings and that you're not hiding under this illusion of perfection, right?
I love it. Can I share a little story of what happened in Hawaii?
Share away.
Yeah. So there's one point where I got a little bit stressed. We had been in the car coming down from Kailua Town back to Waikiki. My daughter was crying things. It was really just a lot. It was a long day. We're all tired. Coming upstairs, something happened. I snapped at my son and he cried. And then after that, next morning, like I had a dream and I said, hey, Kwani, I'm really sorry about that. Like that was not nice. It was not good. So daddy's going to do a timeout. So tell me how long. And thank goodness you just said 1 minute. But he was all there and he's like, daddy, face to the wall. But I owned up. And then he could just see that, yeah, like sometimes things happen. You own up. And he, at 2.5, he got a good idea that, yeah, daddy, he's able to tell me, yeah, that
is absolutely awesome, Gary. I love that. It reminds me, one of my favorite quotes that it reminds me of that is, there's no need to be perfect to inspire others. Let people, like our children, get inspired by how you deal with your imperfections.
Yeah, that is powerful. That
pretty
is powerful.
Pretty cool stuff. So if you had this, yeah, so leadership, if you had one skill, do you think it's kind of owning your part? Is it responsibility? What leadership skill do you think, if there was one that you believe all fathers should practice?
To me, I think just human beings should be congruent. That's the biggest leadership. Just to be, if just to be, say, like, do what you say. Follow what you believe. If we do this, and then we own up when we're not, and we come back to center, and we come back to what we believe with compassion, I tell you, we're just flowing with life, like on a surfboard. So to me, that's the biggest skill that, yeah, I live it instead of just know it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And can you share with us a time when you realized that your actions had a big impact on your children in looking back?
I sure can. I remember we were in Hawaii. My son was just a year and 2 months old. And I had done an investment deal just before we went to Hawaii. And, you know, my advisor said, don't worry, it's a shoe-in. And suddenly it was pegged to gold or something. And suddenly gold took a dive. And then I thought, oh my goodness, for a week solid, I was stressed out and I tried to get out of it. After 10 days, my son preferred to hang out with my brother and my dad. And I was like, oh my God. So what happened was they left. And then my son is kind of indifferent to me at 1 year and 2 months. And I said, I got to do better. I got to step up. So what do I do when I've got an inquiry? I go surfing. I'm on a surfboard and I ask God, the universe, what? This is how I used to be in my company where something would stress me out and I wasn't in the present moment. So then God or the universe or the wave God said, okay, you want to figure this out? No waves coming for 45 minutes. Not a wave came and I had to sit in the sun. I had a realization that my job is simple. I don't got to worry about investments. I don't got to worry anything. My job has three parts. I take care of me so I can take care of them, meaning my wife and kids, so I can take care of my clients. Anything else is not my business. After that surf ride, I came in with such vigor. I took my son in my arms and recreated. He was 1.5 years. I couldn't tell him, but he felt the difference. So that last 10 days in Hawaii was magical. And it, that incident showed me that I don't have to worry about the stuff that's beyond my control. It made a big difference. And to this day, those 10 days that I was stressed out, and then my learning from it has changed my relationship with myself and my kids.
What a powerful story. What a powerful story, and something where I think our audience can relate to. And I like that you started with you, right?
Yeah.
And I know that you're a big guy on service and being of service to your family and then your clients. But why don't you tell us how important it is to start with you? Because I think that that can be missed in that wonderful story that you just shared. And we have a lot of fathers out there, Gary, who are trying to fit in, quote unquote, self-care into their daily regimen and taking care of themselves and serving themselves. And what we try to let them know is it has to start there, because that's the only way to show up as the best version of yourself to your family and to your clients, right?
100%. And I mean, I see it with my clients. I see it with my former life in my business. I would put myself last and wonder why things would go awry when I was running on fumes all the time. And my whole shtick is that if I take care of me in the morning and I figure out what's going on in my mind and heart, and I get to a place of equanimity, of peace, if I then can see what's on my mind and what I need to take care of, I am ready for when they wake up. And I just tell them, what is important to me? I tell myself that my family's important, so I got to take care of me so I can take care of them. And that's just it. So if I take care of me, then that de facto is creating the best life for my wife and my kids. And I'm doing my job as a father and a leader so that they're going to learn, take care of themselves, be of service to others, and you're just going to be going with the flow of life. Mm.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And as we're going to transition to what I like to call the overflow, this is when you can discuss your success benefiting your children. And along the way, as a father, if there was one tool or tactic or tip that you learned that helped you in this journey of fatherhood that you'd like to pass on to the other fathers.
So, I mean, in terms of success in my practice, it affords me to spend a month in Hawaii with my kids. To have an international practice affords me to get paid in U.S. dollars. I mean, the Canadian dollar is at 72 cents American. If I'd have to rely on a job in Canada, it would be very hard to spend a month in Hawaii paying a 35, 37% premium on a dollar. So the success in my practice affords me to spend a month in the autumn, late, early winter, and in the spring in Hawaii, which affords my family to just have being at home in Vancouver or in Hawaii. And a year ago right now, we were in Japan. We're heading back to Japan for a month come October. So that's the biggest impact, where they can feel at home wherever they are in the world, and they can feel at home in their Japanese roots. My wife is Japanese. They can feel at home in Hawaii. And that's the biggest impact.
Mm. So Gary, there's an audience member out there right now, a listener who's saying, you know, I have this great career that I want to create for myself. I want to be out there and have a month in Hawaii like Gary. What would you say to them was the biggest turning point or biggest choice or biggest decision or shift of mindset that allowed you to move towards creating this wonderful life right now?
Well, I mean, I decided the lifestyle that I wanted, and I came from that place. So I said, I want this, and no matter what, I'm going to partake of it. So it was just this idea that to me, it's important to spend a month in Hawaii. So at that point, everything that I did, every little thing I said yes to or no to, led to me doing the things to gain clients that would pay in US dollars to make that happen. So it's just this idea that's important, and I will make that happen. And then along the way, so I would say back in July, I said, we want to go these dates. So we did little things. We rented a place that we always rent, got a good deal on that. I created some clients to afford me to do this and then move forward. So it's just like I've got this idea that we can create these things. And then it's not the how-to. The how-to came. It was the want-to, as Steve Chandler says.
Right. Right. So if you had one piece of advice for the Fatherhood is Leadership community, just one thing that you'd like to leave them with, what would it be?
Go easy on yourself. Mm. Go easy on yourself. It's no use to kick yourself in the butt to try and motivate yourself. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Do the inner work to love who you are and the choices that you're making, and grow into the father, the businessman that you want to do. And, you know, just do it 4% at a time. Give yourself that break of 10 minutes in the morning, 1 hour, 45 minutes, whatever you can do. Get your head on straight and just say, this is important to me, and make the decisions to head that direction a little bit at a time and move forward. I mean, and again, I can say what helped me to get to Hawaii was I have a great coach. Mm-hmm. Find yourself a coach that can help you. I believe in it. I believe in it for my clients, and I have my own coach, and that helps me when I'm messed up to get back on track. So those would be my advice, and I don't know if I can plug a couple of books that would be helpful.
Yeah, come on, plug away.
Okay. There's one that I love, and it's called Everyday Blessings, The Inner Work of Mindful Power Parenting by Jon Kabat-Zinn. Jon Kabat-Zinn is a guy, he's the mindfulness teacher. He created the mindfulness-based stress reduction clinic. He saved my bacon. When I was stressed out, I just said, I don't want to be stressed. And I started reading some books by him. This one, if you're a dad, Everyday Blessings, The Inner Work of Mindful Parenting, it just helps you with so many possible situations, the mindset to be present with your kids and yourself. And it's foundational. I'm reading it again right now, and it's just amazing. The other one is by a friend of mine. He's an Aussie that lives in Bali, and a powerful, powerful ex-army guy in the Australian Army. And he's created something called The Guidebook to Optimum Health. Carl Massey is his name. And I'm just rereading it because I'm sending it to a client of mine. Amazing book that will help you to have everything you need for optimal health so you can step into being the best dad, the best father, the best businessman that you can. So I'm just rereading that one again just to get my head on straight for the best 2016.
All right, Guidebook to Optimal Health and Everyday Blessings. We'll have both of those links in our show notes, so no worry. That's some great value that Gary is delivering to the audience. You've come ready to rock this interview, my friend. Thank you.
No worries.
So this is our last question of the show, and then I'm going to turn it over to you after to let us know where we can find you if people want to know how they can maybe hire you as a coach or work with you. I'm sure that after hearing this interview that you're going to have some people who's going to reach out. You've really been an amazing guest. But I love to end with this question. It's about legacy. When your children think back of what you have given them, what would you like your legacy to have been with them?
My dad, unconditionally, and he gave me all of the tools so that I could come back to myself and I can create my world any way that I want. Mm. I love myself unconditionally because my dad did. And he was a lot of fun. And we had just a great time together.
Wow. Enough said. All right, Gary. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm going to turn it over to you. Let the audience know what's the best way to reach you, how they can find you, and if they want to work with you, how they can get in touch with you.
No worries. The best place to find me is at garymahler.com, GarryMahler.com. And you can email me at restart@garymahler.com. And anybody that emails me, I will respond. And then, yeah, let's just wrap. Let's just talk. The other place you can find me is at intothefireleadership.com. It's a group program that I run with my partner down in LA, Karen Perry. And what we do is we create surf retreats for executives. So we create them for a group. If you want a group, we can create something for you in Malibu, in Hawaii, and a possibility. I'm looking into the possibility of creating one in Bali. So that's where you can find me.
All right. There you have it, Gary. Thank you again for joining us today.
Man, I got to just thank you. You're doing great work in the world. Like, what a blessing you are to dads, to men, to just in this. It's like it's difficult out there. There's so many things tugging at us, and you just provide a place where we can just come together and just share. So I love it. I'm just so honored and stoked to be here. And you're such a cool cat, man. We're going to be hanging out together in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, in a few weeks. I'm looking forward to it as the cold comes into New York.
Yeah.
I got the date circled, my friend.
Me too. Thank you so All right. much. Blessings to you, man.
Thank you. And that's it for this week's episode of the Fatherhood is Leadership podcast. You'll have all the great links to Gary and the books and where you can find them in our show notes. And until next week, everybody, remember, fatherhood is leadership and leadership is influence. See you soon.